the Tagcast podcast on the internet. Two of the all-time losers bringing you podcast death. We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the Tagcast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the Tagcast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The Tagcast podcast starts right now.
Hubot.
Tagcast, a story to tell. Wait, that's not even the right verse, is it? But I'll go with it. Episode 407 of the Tagcast podcast. Happy Monday, everybody. I'm Gatch Lapidola Guy.
407 Nation Army.
Ah.
I'm Terry Guile, and while you were away, we had a little postponement of the podcast. Uh-huh. I was singing along with this song, and you can listen back. I don't know the words either.
I was like,
dude, they got excellent videos, though.
Oh, yeah.
How much of their stuff do you think, I mean, of the whole red, white, and black thing?
They're pretty visual. It's really enticing look, and their albums have all been red, and they always wear red,
yeah, it's
white,
marketing
black,
gimmick, right?
For sure.
I don't know if, you know, gimmick's a strong word to...
Oh, it's a gimmick.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they got the Third Man Records. It's the name of their record company.
Yeah, and they don't even have three people in their band.
Well, that is the Third Man.
Yeah, the record company.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's an analog freak, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
He loves analog styles. Hey, have you seen him?
No.
Live?
No, I have not. You did, didn't you?
I saw him once.
Yeah. I never have had the opportunity.
With Pat, actually.
At the Schnitz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was an experience. He had you've probably seen him live where he sings to the crowd,
yeah,
and then he's got the mic over by Meg so he can help her keep time. Is that what's going on?
Well, I don't know. He goes and sings to her sometimes, maybe, and then he's got the keyboard set up and all the weird boxes and shit they use.
Yeah. But is he managing the time signature or is Meg?
I don't even know. She seems very not that proficient, if that's a way to put it. But, I mean, she can keep a beat, but it's just real simple stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe sometimes he needs to go over and, like, you know, help her.
I'm
going
to sing this part right to you and bang my head so you can know what the deal is here.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm wondering, do you think they're done? Are White Stripes done? They're done.
Well, I think, I think they're done as a band doesn't mean they'll never work together again.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might release something, or they may work for, like, a soundtrack type of thing, or maybe even a charity thing.
Yeah.
Who knows? Because it doesn't seem that hard to... I mean, what is the White Stripes, Jack White, and then you bring in Meg to put a beat to it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So,
and he's pretty much created a whole empire around himself. I mean, anything that he does has his signature sound on it, of his guitar style and his vocal style. Raconteurs has a different sound, but you can still hear that White Stripes influence, even with, if you listen to much of the Dead Weather.
A little bit, yeah.
He plays drums for them and sings a couple songs. They got a chick singer, I think. But even his solo stuff that I heard on the Grammys a while back definitely has the White Stripes sound to it. So,
Well, you know, I mean, let's be honest. He is the band tour of his era, right?
Yeah.
Area. I meant area because you're the band tour around here.
Yeah. When is he going to do a project with Dave Grohl? Now, that would be a fucking... That would be something, don't you think? I mean, it might not be that good, but it would be a seller. If people heard Dave Grohl and Jack White, who could we get
you
on
Dave?
You think
his drumming style would be too, like, rocking for his...
Maybe. It might just tighten his style up so much
it
would just be fucking awesome.
It might,
or
yeah.
Jack White might think, he's too precise.
I remember getting into those guys when I first heard Fell in Love with a Girl, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
that's the greatest song that's hit the fucking
radio
in, like,
And it was totally...
Well, since Monster Magnet's Space Lord Mother, which
was quite
disappointing.
But that Fell in Love with a Girl was a little bit misrepresentative of their sound.
It was.
I thought they were a punk band, you know? And I thought, this must be their lightest song.
Yeah.
And that's why it's on the radio. But it turned out it was like their craziest song.
It was their heaviest song. And then, you listen to the rest of the album, and it's interesting enough to like want to delve into what they were. They had two previous albums. I went up to Portland and bought them. And I fell in love with the West Rabs.
Yeah, they're one of those bands kind of, I think, almost like Ween. You either love them or you hate them.
Yeah.
And some people will be, well, I don't know. They get a lot more radio play than Ween ever did.
But, yeah, for sure.
So there's a few of those in-betweeners that are just radio listeners. Oh, I kind of like that song.
And he's got a recognizable voice. I think Ween was on the radio. You'd probably...
think it was four different bands.
Yeah.
If you heard four different songs.
Yep. Foreigner. Foreigner. Fears.
What?
Yeah, on the, that one song. Right through the ways of the world.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, and it says world in it.
Yeah.
And it's like rule. Everybody wants to rule the world.
That was a total ripoff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They're like, let's take that song, we'll just change it all around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say ripoff, but people would, you know, the Beatles took a Beach Boys song and said, well, we can do that too, right?
Yeah, I think so. Which one are you talking about?
It was back in the USSR, wasn't it?
Oh, and it had the woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. They can do anything. Anything you can do, we can do better.
That's a song.
Yeah, let's write that sucker. Wait, I think I've heard that before. And once again, building anticipation for you constant listeners, forgot my guitar again, so no little interludes, but we did get a new version. We did get a new version of the intro song. I made it a little bit shorter, and I'm kind of partial to it. I think it's kind of funny and kind of cool. Let's see, what's going on over the weekend? What did we do? I stayed home Friday and didn't do shit. I just watched movies.
Nothing.
played at the Dixie on Saturday, and... Well, good. There was a sparse turnout, but Crimson Guardian has a new CD out, and they had that for sale on their tour shirts. They got a bunch of dates coming up. But
it's hard to manage an expectation of what kind of crowd, as far as numbers, is going to come.
Yeah, and there's so many bands that always play, and like the show that I think took away from a lot of us was the Wow Hall show that went on Saturday, because all the 30-pound test crew and all those people that are from Tangent and Albany went to Eugene, and I didn't find out about that show until like 3 days after I told Dave that we'd play. It's always one of those things, you know, and then I talked to Zach. He's like, hey, you going to come to the Wow Hall? And I was like, hey, are you going to? Oh, yeah. I guess we're not going to that show of each other, so, because we're playing the same night.
Yeah.
That happens with any band. You know, you want to book, like a guy was saying last night, he's like, yeah, man, it sucks because I wanted to book a show on 420. He goes, for my band.
Don't even.
He goes, and then I found out that there was this other awesome show that I want to go to that's on 420. And I'm like, and if I book a show, there's like 420 shows on 420. And the people are going to go to the one that they want to go to.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
or the one with the biggest name.
Yeah,
I guess. Or the one with the stoniest band.
Yeah. Oh, the Sublime Tribute's playing. Let's go to that. And Bob Marley.
No.
Nah. You don't like Sublime Tribute?
I don't mind. I don't
take away Bradley and it's not Sublime.
Well, I don't know the whole
slime.
Bradley Knoll, right?
Yeah.
The Bradley Knoll story. I know that Sublime hit the scene several years after they formed, right? Like, they became popular.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about it.
They'd been around maybe 5 to 10 years or so.
Probably.
Is that right?
I missed the whole Sublime boat. I didn't really get into them until later a little bit, but not even then.
Yeah, well, you have to respect, like, the songs and stuff, right? I mean, they're good, catchy
reggae,
songs.
Punk,
if you
whatever.
Like, if you're in that mood, you know, some people, it may be able to lift their mood to that spot. I'm not really one of those people.
And there's Sublime fans that just love it.
Oh, like, that's shit. You better not talk shit about Sublime.
Yeah. Hey, you want to listen to our podcast? We don't really like Sublime that much.
I won't turn it if it comes on the radio unless it's a real weird song.
Were they like the South Beach Dub Star or had some weird name or
something afterwards? But he died from injecting heroin, right?
Yeah.
And
he
everybody
injected
was
it
sad.
And it fucked him up.
And You know, I mean, I respect, they had a unique style of sound.
You don't hear very many other bands like them that mix those styles.
You could go like Op Ivy, but even those guys aren't really that similar. You know, Op Ivy, I think, is more
punk-rooted. Yep, for sure. Definitely more punk, and these guys had that reggae influence, which, you know, the Clash kind of did that. Mm-hmm. Weird in their career where they mixed reggae and punk, and they really kind of became not punk, I think. I don't mean to talk shit about the Clash, but I know that old school punk fans that love the Clash love their old stuff, and then when it became like Rock the Casbah and Should I Stay?
Oh, they didn't like Rock the Cat Box?
Well, that's not punk, is it?
It's got a punky vibe for a radio
cock
hit.
In the cat box.
For a radio hit.
Put my
classic
cock
rock.
In the cat.
I always, you know, it's rock in the cat box, right? So whenever
it's
you're
cock in the cat box.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like a very fun game.
That's like where you throw it after you lop it off. You just throw it in the cat box.
Oh, I thought you were just hanging out with your cock in the cat box.
It's hard to get it in there when you're not completely in there.
Yeah.
That sounds like a weird dream that I had, but it's just a fleeting memory that I can't remember. Not that I had my dick in the cat box, but you know how you just mention a phrase and you're like, whoa, I had a weird dream.
Dude, I was talking about that this last week with Lance.
Yeah. And that's another thing, Mr. Tangent here. You know how you're talking about something and then you talk to someone else about it and they're like, were you just talking to so-and-so about that? And I was like, no, I was talking to a different so-and-so. He's like, Dean was just talking about that today. Because we were talking about how hard it is to have a band of like five members and get everybody's schedules together to practice, let alone book shows and have everybody be available for the same night. And so I'm talking to someone else about that, and Dean's girlfriend is like, did he call you today? I said, who? Dean, did he call you? And I said, no. Why? She goes, because he was talking on the phone today saying that exact same stuff, that how hard it is to get the schedules together. And I was
hard. Anybody
I said, that's
a band with
that's a very
people.
Common conversation to have with anybody who's involved with music. Because
especially who's tried to do a five-piece band.
Yeah, and in the smaller areas, there's just not that plethora of musicians. Yeah. Like even in LA, I'm sure it's hard.
You almost have to set aside a 2 day a week, like we're either going to practice or do a show on this day, right?
Right. Yep. To stay on top of your game.
Yeah. So you had a dream.
But I don't even know what it was about. My wife woke me up in the middle of it, and I just remember it was one of those ones you just remember that it was weird.
Yeah.
But I don't really have any idea.
Was it like a mundane dream?
Yeah. It was just a bunch of weird things that didn't make any sense.
I've been having those lately, like, you know, because I don't really do much during the day. You know, I mean, I'm productive on the computer on the back ends of many things, but you know, I mean, you know, some of my days can become monotonous like that, and so I'll have these like little flashes during the day. I'll just be sitting around, and something will pop in my head, and I'm like, now I know that isn't even real.
Yeah.
So I must have dreamed it. Yeah. Why the fuck would I dream such a mundane detail of my life?
Right.
Like the other day, I was sitting there watching TV with Lance. You know, he came over. We were probably watching. It's been a hard watch on TV lately. There is nothing on, let me tell you what. So it was probably just like grieving over what to watch. And I was sitting there, and I just remembered a dream that I had that Lance was hitting the ball. It was like a memory I had.
Right. Like, and he hasn't been doing that because he's getting ready to go to work.
He hasn't been doing it, and he hasn't smoked in a while. And, you know, there's – it's not like a thing for him or whatever, but it's one of those things. But, and I was like – and he was sitting there, and then I remembered that, and I was like, dude, I just had this mundane dream. And I told him, and he's like, did you forget that I smoked? And I'm like, no, it was a dream.
But did he?
No, he never. He didn't.
Okay, so, did you forget that he used to smoke?
Yeah, did I forget that he didn't smoke anymore?
Oh, that's weird. It must have been a dream.
Well, it was, yeah. But why would I dream such a mundane thing that I'm sitting in a chair and Lance takes a hit?
Because you want him to.
Maybe that's it.
And you keep accidentally handing it to him, and he's like, "Nah, I'm cool." Because that happens at practice all the time.
Yeah,
and we'll try to pass it to three of the five people who do not partake. Mm-hmm. Do not. I love it when someone's talking and they try to say do not and they say do not.
Do not.
And you make fun of them. Do not. Did you say do not? I think that's even made it into a movie. Do not.
You guys, three of the five.
Yeah. you know, Ron maybe once in a great, like,
I consider it a special honor when Ron will take a hit off my pipe.
Yeah. Suck on this, Mr. Ferris. And speaking of that, we found, or Dustin found, another bass player named Ron Ferris.
Yeah, I don't know what I was looking at, but somebody had commented on something.
Ron Ferris has a Facebook.
Yeah, and then it was a Ron A. Ferris.
That's the same, yeah.
Yeah, and I looked, and it was a guy playing, like, a five-string bass.
Yeah, it was all cool, like he's a... I don't know. It was one of those basses that make you think, fuck, he must be good.
He probably plays in a cover band.
Well, he looked kind of countryish almost. Not country, but maybe rock.
Yeah.
No metal.
Yeah, he didn't look like a metal guy. He had the cowboy hat,
There's no mistake in those two Ron Ferrises.
Yeah, but I thought that was awesome. Yeah. You know, just... I wasn't even that deep in the rabbit hole of Facebook. I was only like one page in to the rabbit hole.
So even though he doesn't look like him, he's a name doppelganger.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was cool that they had both played bass.
Yeah, and they both are related to the guy who invented the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Ron's great-great-great-great-grandpa.
Well, yeah, they probably both have the same ancestral tie at some point in their history, right?
There's not that many Ferrises, is there?
No, but I mean, I think I'm related to, like, the Catchells.
You said that before because they couldn't put the hook on their G?
Yeah.
So I could have been Terry Kyle?
You could be related to, well...
Like if there was someone named Kyle, like C-E-I-L instead of G-E-I-L?
Yeah, yeah. I think that could be. I mean, you know, because people take it upon themselves to change their names.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from like hard spelled things to things that
are easier spelled.
Yeah. Or like Guile, like G-I-L-E, right?
But I don't know if that's a derivative or if that's just I don't even know how that
works.
Well,
it's probably somebody who couldn't spell and just started spelling their last name like
that.
And there's some
Guiles that are G-I-L-E-S. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's some Guiles that are...
Those were guys with lisps.
G-E-I-L-S. And like Jay Giles Band.
Mm-hmm. Which is very similar to yours.
Jerome Giles, yeah, just has an S. And a lot of people, when I was growing up, used to call my dad Jimmy Giles.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Giles kid, and I said, I used to be like one of those guys, those Giles guys.
Well, you don't even know what they mean at one of those times. You don't know if they're using the plural of Giles or if they're calling you the Giles.
And my wife always makes a big deal about that when, say, someone says that they know me real well. Because a lot of people, not that I'm famous or anything, but I've played in bands over the years.
You talk to people out and about, you know.
That know me that I don't know. That.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, I know you. And I was like, what was your name? I was like, yeah, I met you once back in like 97 at the
we
first round.
For 3 minutes.
Yeah. I was like, you don't remember me? I was like, okay. but I don't. Sorry. But, yeah, so I don't even know what I was going to say about people knowing you that don't know them. What was I getting at? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about, like, they get your name wrong, the guy.
Oh, yeah, he's like, and so my wife would say, thank you for reminding me there. My wife would say, oh, who is it? And he's like, Terry Giles. He's like, I know him. We go way back.
Yeah,
Terry Giles. And he's like, it's Guile. You know how to, if you're such a good friend, do you know that his name is Giles and his wife's name is Dana? Is that what it is? Dana? No. And then we even have friends that have talked to her tons of times and are good friends, and they'll still slip just because Dana's kind of weird and Guile's kind of weird. They call her Dana because there's not a lot of Danas.
That is true.
I've only known two Danas ever. Hey, now that we're done talking about all that, I don't even know how we got there, but I put a little thing up on my Facebook today and said we're podcasting, and I got some topics. I'm going to go from the backwards, yeah, they're good ones. Our main sponsor from Complete Ag Resolutions, Mr. Stan Cusick, he chimed in. He wants to know, why does a dog's wiener look like lipstick? Now, I cannot personally answer that question, but that is a good question because I have a little bit that I do in my comedy routine about, and that even ties in with one of Adrian Bacon Farrell's topics, cats versus dogs. Now, I'm a cat person more than a dog person. I don't mind a dog, but I don't own dogs. They're just too big and rambunctious. Cats are more like little trained rats. You know, they don't get that big. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always a cat person. And what I put in my thing was in my little bit was I like cats because you can like get them down and put them on their back and rub their belly, and the most they'll do is purr. Well, you do that to a dog, and the next thing you know, he's got his lipstick out. and he's wanting to play Red Rocket with you. And you're like, dude, I did not want to see a dog penis. And you always see dogs fucking.
Yeah, my friend had his dog's nuts cut off just because he didn't want to look at them anymore. That's why he had his dog neutered. The only reason.
So he wasn't one of those people like we talked about before that get the fake balls.
After. No, he was just like, I'm tired of looking at those swinging balls.
Yep, so I'm just going to... That's not nice.
Yeah, that's what I always said.
I mean, I know it changes your dog's personality and it mellows them out so they don't go run away or whatever. We'll go ahead.
What about a drooling cat? Are you into drooling cats?
I don't know what that is.
Drooling cats.
Oh, drooling. Yeah, my cat used to
drool. And then it just starts like your...
It just runs down the side and then all of a sudden you've got like a pile of cat saliva.
Yeah, your pants are all wet.
See, my cat used to do that when I'd scratch her on her back right by her tail. Mm-hmm. But now, instead, she just she'll lick you. She'll either lick the floor, she'll lick whatever's in front of her.
Salivating...
I guess she's, and then she'll like, you know how when cats are cleaning themselves, they'll lick a few times and then they'll kind of bite with their teeth and then lick and then bite. She'll do that on anything. Like, our little godson thinks it's funny. She's like, cat, lick me. And I'm like, okay. And I'll just, it's just like touching a button. She'll just go, her head starts going like twitching sideways all of a sudden. And then she'll just start, and she'll just lick. And it's weird. It's a weird thing. I showed Pat, and him and Jen just thought that was the coolest thing. He's like, check out this cat.
Yeah.
It'll lick you. That's the opposite of licking pussy.
I can't remember who had a cat like that, but every time you touched it in a certain spot, it would actually seizure out. Yeah, and go like.
There's a couple spots that the cat's just like, I don't know, I guess certain cats have certain spots, but... Yeah. I guess us humans have those spots, too.
So back to the lipstick.
Yeah, I like cats better than dogs, and I don't like the lipstick. Why do a dog's penis look like that?
I got an answer for Stan.
Okay, good, because I don't.
It's the other way around.
What?
Lipstick looks like a dog's penis because somebody said, let's make something that looks like a dog's penis that women will smear on their lips in public.
Exactly, because you know which came first.
Mm-hmm.
The dog penis came. Which came first? The dog penis or the lipstick?
Dog penis.
Or the red rocket? Red rocket came way later than the lipstick.
Yeah.
And a red rocket is just something you can shoot up another dog's vagina. And then they get, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but as a kid, I was disturbed by this. Some dogs in my neighborhood used to have some summertime sex in the streets, and then they would be done.
Like on the main street?
Like, well, my street, where I live. So, like.
In the street?
Well,
like
basically.
In the middle of the street?
Kind of on the edge of, not right in the middle, but yeah, they're fucking in the street.
Pretty much in the front yard street.
Pretty much. And then they're done, right? And they're stuck together. He's got his dog.
Oh, you're talking about dogs. I thought you were talking about people.
Oh, no, no. That was in the 60s.
All right.
No, there wasn't people. It was dogs.
All right,
yeah. It was people doing it. It was dogs doing it human style is what it was. No. And they'd get stuck together. Like the dog's penis would get stuck in the other dog's vagina, and they'd be like, he'd already gotten off of her, and they're butt to butt, and his lipstick's all pulled upside down and tucked up in there. We had to spray him with a hose just to get him apart.
Yeah, like when you put
ice on your balls,
or like you heat up a piece of metal on a jar, so it'll expand and you can
or you smack it with
spray
a
butter knife. Vagina with hot water.
Oh, it was cold water. Oh. You spray the dog penis with cold water, and that makes it contract.
Or the dog vagina with hot water.
Oh wait, the lipstick. You spray the lipstick with cold water, and it comes out of the.
You ever watch that Guinness World Record show that they've been doing?
I saw the previews for it, but I didn't know that it had started yet, but I kind of thought about checking it out.
One guy was catching arrows blindfolded.
Was that the show where the guy cracked nuts with his butt?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I guess I didn't see that part.
In the vein of the guy catching the arrows blindfolded, I'm going to say I would like to see a classy gal catch some bottle rockets in her vagina while they're being shot by.
Dude, that's not cool. That would burn the hell out of her cooch.
No, not like catch them inside. Like you'd be sideways, like you'd clamp down on the stick that you'd hold on to, like as they were shooting by. Not like shooting into a bottle rocket into the vagina.
Because I've been seeing some things on Ridiculousness where they this guy's like all passed out on the couch and he's like drunk, right? And they like, he's got sweats on. And so they just, this bottle rocket was fucking huge too. It wasn't just like your little regular little.
Yeah.
This was a big one, like probably the size of that guy's penis. It was
huge. Roman
candle. Yeah. And so they just, they lay it on his leg, like right above his knee, pointing right at his junk. And they just light it. And it fucking hits him right in the nuts. And it's just like, and he's just like, he wakes up and he's just like, he doesn't know what's going on and he's just jumping all around. That's dangerous.
It is.
That's dangerous. Another guy had like a pack of blackjack firecrackers in his pants and lit them inside of his pants, in the front of his pants. I don't understand. I guess he got on TV and maybe that's what he was going for, but. So, yeah, Adrian, I don't know what you like better, but I like cats better because they don't fuck in the streets and they don't whip their penises out. I've never, ever seen a cat's penis ever in my life. Have you ever seen a cat's penis?
No.
Me neither. And I'd like to keep it that way because I have girl cats.
Yeah.
We went into the cat
store.
Well,
I guess, you know, when you have a little baby cat, you do a check, right? Like
I can't even tell anymore.
Yeah, you can't, you know, until like
that
the
dog
first
that
year.
Came up last week.
Yeah.
When Westy was leaving, we had a dog run up to the podcast. We were outside taking a little after podcast break, and this dog ran up, and I was like, oh, it's so cute, and I didn't know whether to call it a he or she.
Yeah.
So I picked it up and, you know, checked it out, mm-hmm. and it looked like a penis kind of, but she said it was a vagina.
It looked like...
It had a root hanging out of it, and it had a little hair root.
It looked like one of those cowboy hats on the top. Where...
yeah. This is great fodder here for the podcast.
Yeah.
Dog penises and vaginas, and which is kind of weird, a dog pussy, because that's like oxymoronic.
It is.
It's like a cat dog.
Yeah. But, my mom had a cat, and they thought it was... girl, and it turned out to be a boy like
see?
A year and a half into it,
that
and then they still call her.
Yeah, well, we had a cat named Chica because we thought it was a girl, and then we find out a year later that it's a boy, so he's Chico.
Huh?
It was Chico, and then we got another cat, and that was the man.
How many cats do you got?
Kits? Cats.
Cats.
We just have two, but this was my previous lifetime when I was with Shireen. We had a cat named Chica, and then it turned into Chico. Because people can't tell if dogs or cats or females. Well, dogs, you can pretty much tell because they got big balls.
Yeah.
And cats, as they get older, get
unless you don't like looking at them and you cut them off.
Right. And that's what I'd always do. So I was, like I was saying, great, great information for all you people. I'm glad that you're listening.
Well, there was another question, wasn't there?
Oh, there's several more. Here's one that I would like to premise in an impersonation. Would you... shit on the president's desk right there when he's watching, right there on his desk. I think that's
depends
a question
on how
for
much you paid me.
Well, yeah. How could you get in there? I don't think Secret Service would let you through.
You'd have to be on a tour. You'd have to elaborately plan to get into a tour.
You can't come through here. There's a tour going through.
Yeah.
I'm going to just shit on the president's desk right there on his desk when he's watching.
There's also the thing, you know, that I could pay him half and he would allow me to.
So here you're planning on getting away with shitting on the president's desk because you'd probably get in some big trouble. Here's a related question. Would you kill someone if you could get away with it?
Man, you know, I don't know if I should talk about that on the air.
Or
no, I don't, you know, I wouldn't kill somebody.
Or have you killed someone and got away with it? Statute of limitations. Yep, let me see how many years ago. 7 years ago. No, I don't.
Everybody plans a perfect murder, right? Like, even if you don't have a target?
Do I know you?
How would you know? You're just like, how would I get away with a murder?
I've never despised someone enough to want to kill them.
No, it's not aimed at anybody. It's just like, you know, you watch a show about like somebody that murders, right? And then you go like, I wonder how would I plot? That sounds like a good idea, but what I would do different is I wouldn't tell those two people at the gas station where I was going.
See, you know, after watching those shows, I don't think I could. I don't think
I'd no. I
get away with
it. To answer the question, I would not kill somebody if I could get away with it. I couldn't
live with yourself.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that is something I have contemplated in that scenario, to where I kind of like go into the rabbit hole of like watching a movie all stoned and I'd do that different.
Killer!
Yeah, I could have totally done that. Yeah, actually, Adrian popped off about 12 questions here.
We did talk about the cats and the dogs.
Yep. I'll save the best for last and go with this one. Would you go into space? Now,
no.
Me personally, I would not because it costs like $20 million.
I do not like heights that much.
Oh, you're not. Once you get up there, it's not even like height. It's just like you're infinite space. You're not up or down. You're just there. You're just
but you're looking at the visual of the Earth. And
that's a long ways away.
That would do me in. I'd be fine as long as I didn't look down.
So you wouldn't want
what
to
would you see?
Parachute for pizza delivery, 30 minutes or less?
Wow, that would be tough. Could you just, if you had some sort of catching device, you could just drop the pizzas off, you know, instead of parachuting in, just parachute the pizzas down.
Right. But, you know, if it was free and my buddy had, like, a shuttle, he said, dude, I'm going up into space today. You want to go with me? I was like, I don't know. Do you have your shuttle all checked out? Everything's cool? Oh, yeah. My A1 shuttle mechanic already checked it out. Everything's fucking A+. We're just going to cruise up there real quick and fucking do some asteroid fishing and then head on back in. And if I knew it was safe and it was my buddy that I trusted who went into space often. Now, this is a pretty hypothetical situation.
Well, you're simulating it to just someone who has a pilot license.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever you have to fly a space shuttle.
Well, knew a pilot that had that flew plane.
Oh,
you
I'd
know,
go up with
a small plane.
I think.
Yeah, and they'd been on 50 missions or whatever.
Yeah.
If that's what you call a flight.
Yeah.
A mission.
It could be a mission if you're acting cool.
Yeah, right.
Hey, what are we doing today? We're going on a mission.
Yep,
a mission from God. But
So then, yeah.
I've always wanted to do the skydiving thing, and I still kind of do. I'd like to do the bungee jump too. But I'm just a little bit scared that something could go wrong.
Well, of course. What about that free fall without the bungee cord? Have you seen that?
No. How do you stop?
A net.
Oh, I think I've seen, yeah.
Where they drop you off in the center, they just like unhook you, and then you drop into a giant net.
Yeah, that might be all right. I have these weird dreams, and I think it might help me because I'm always like up on a high thing, and like I just want to. Actually, my wife was going to get a package for me and Pat to go for our 40th birthday to go skydiving.
Uh-huh.
And then a week earlier, I think I already told the story a few seasons ago, but we met a lady. Leanna's friend, Jessica.
Uh-huh.
She did a skydiving and didn't do well. And she, like, crashed. And the tandem instructor landed on top of her. And she's, like, a little chick. And smashed her legs up into her, broke her pelvis and her ribs and stuff. And she had, like, $60,000 worth of medical bills, and they told her she'd probably never have kids, but she did, and she has a couple kids, so that
was a risk.
It is a risk.
That's part of the whole thrill, right?
I guess, and she signed the waiver that said, you know, so she did get a lawyer and tried to get some of her medical bills, but it didn't pan out because that's what you sign when you sign it. So,
oh, yeah, they had a lawyer made that contract.
Yep. So, yeah, I would like to go skydiving, and that's the closest thing I could probably get to go into space because I don't really think that I would ever know anybody who's an astronaut.
How long does a typical skydive take from exit to the plane to the ground?
I don't know. You're going about 120 miles an hour. Well, but after you pull the chute, you're not. So I guess you're probably only doing about a 10-second free fall, which probably seems like an eternity.
Yeah.
While you're waiting to pull your chute.
Yeah. While you're hoping that your chute is packed correctly.
Yeah, exactly. I saw one where this lady was going to, an older lady, and she was getting ready to go, and then she's like, I can't do it. And they're like, go, and she's like, I'm scared. And they're like, go, and they're pushing her, and she's holding on, right? And they're pushing her out, and she's like, no, and she goes out, and she's got a tandem instructor, and then like fucking something went wrong, and it was just like they're spinning around in circles, and then he pulls the something happened to where like it pulled her pants way up, and she was this old fat lady. It was just weird. She didn't want to go, and then she jumped at the last minute, and then something went wrong, but the backup chute worked and stuff.
You don't want to go, man. Don't go, even when it's right up there, right?
Yeah.
You know,
I saw this one video of a guy. He's like, he's like trying to make himself jump on a bungee jump thing. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, just go, dude, just go. And he didn't know it, but they had this other identical piece of rope that was not tied. And so as soon as he jumped, they're like, no, wait. And they threw the rope down and he's like, ah, but he was still connected. So they just like fooled him for a second to think that he jumped because it was one of those off of a bridge into a big gorge.
Yeah.
And he was fine. But they're like, I think it was a category like your friend's a dick or something, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Because that's not nice. It's already
that's
scary.
That's up there
enough.
With the fake lottery ticket and then not telling you it's fake.
Yeah. And then you go in to get the money and it's like, oh.
You go in to send it into your mama's house.
Oh, and more space stuff, too, from Adrian. Would you go on a Mars 5-year mission staying on the planet doing science?
No.
No, me neither. Science shit.
Well, not really. I mean, I like science, but what would I do on Mars science-related? It would be all, soil sampling.
Yeah.
And trying to find little organic microscopic creatures.
Yeah.
And
cruising around on the
ozone
red dirt
layers. Yeah.
I heard that I saw this picture. I don't know if it was real or not, but it was on the internet, so it probably is.
Recent was it?
It was just the other day.
Okay.
It was a place in Texas called Blood Lake, and because of the minerals in it, it's like blood red. It looked badass, but it looked
What about
fake.
The Red Sea? Is the Red Sea red?
I don't think it is.
Oh.
Unless the
I could imagine
unless
that
the
happened.
Japs go out and kill a bunch of whales there, they'd probably be red.
You got the what's that rock over in eastern Oregon that you see through the wilderness areas? You
that
know
clay stuff,
the red kind of rock. If you had that in the bottom of
I
a lake,
they call
I would
it
imagine
red rock.
Yeah,
that's what I call it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would that might eventually turn
water into red water
into
if
wine.
The whole.
Into wine. Is that what's going on? It's turning water into wine?
Yeah, it looked like it. It looked like a nice Chardonnay.
Why would Jesus turn water into wine?
Because they were having a celebration. Wine costs more.
Doesn't Jesus support AA? Isn't he like... Isn't,
well, these people were just social drinkers. They didn't have a problem. Or they were in denial.
But social drinking is okay with
Jesus? Jesus is just all right with social drinking.
All right. I did not know that. You know, and so that's fine. But it just seems like, you know, he would want to turn like sand into water. Right?
Well, they had lots of water, I think, back then. It was a third world country, but they didn't know what that was back then. Like, I've seen some funny memes lately of this little black kid. Have you seen those? And it says, what? You're telling me you use clean water to poop in?
Yeah.
Or the other one said, you're telling me you use clean water to wash food off of your plate?
Yeah.
We eat that shit and then drink the water. Like a lick it clean. I had to tell
that
someone.
That does put things into a perspective, but only for like a second as we laugh it off.
And then we go get some pizza now.
Yeah.
And dirty up some plates and throw away the crusts. I had to explain to a couple people on Saturday night what a meme is. And it was Jerry Murphy. And he didn't know.
Oh, he knew. He knows what a meme is. He just didn't know what it was.
He just didn't know it was a meme. What's a meme? And I was like, you know, it's one of those things where it has a picture.
But
and
he's
then it
probably
says
seen
something.
The word and thought, like, what's a meme?
Well, I asked him. You could say meme or mem or meme. And Jason Lay said, I prefer meme. He likes.
Does he says meme?
Well, he was a little bit tipsy.
I'm going to start saying meme.
Meme.
Ed, you see that meme the other day?
Yeah, it had Gene Wilder on it.
Wilder meme.
Yeah, it said. I don't always do this, but when I do this. He's like, Jerry said, you could use that in your comedy act. He goes, you could just do memes. He goes, and then just do a hip thrust every time that you do the punchline. Like,
that's all Jeff Foxworthy is a meme generator.
A lot of them start with, so you're telling me, that something means this, well, something, something, something.
Yeah. How about those, you see those fucking, well, I guess they are memes, the e-cards, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it's like a brand of,
right.
You know, but.
That's the Nike of memes.
Yeah. Some of them are funny, but some of them you just want to hate.
Yeah, the really dumb ones.
Yeah. And then people, like, cut off the bottom of it so they don't give credit to the website.
Yeah.
Like, why are you trying to claim that as your own?
I made that.
Yeah.
I want to make a good... We came up with a lot... Not we didn't come up. We listed a bunch of... Or spoke out. We didn't list them because we didn't have paper. Mm-hmm. But we were talking and we were saying some of our favorite memes and how we wish that we had made those. But I can't even remember any of them now.
You know, my favorite one still stands as the most...
most best?
What is he, the most exotic man in the world or whatever?
Who, the Dos Equis guy?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't even know what his
name
is.
And he says, I don't always die when I play video games, but when I do, fucking controller, motherfucker, piece of shit.
That's pretty good. I've never seen
God
that one.
God damn it.
I said, I don't, when I made, I think I'm pretty sure I made this one up. I don't always drink beer from a can. But when I do, it's 211 Steel Reserve.
I like that one.
Woo.
You could go on a writing spree and then just go and make a bunch of those memes.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even have to go to the generator. You can go and find that picture and then, you know, you just use your Photoshop or whatever thing. And then put TerryGuile.com on the bottom.
Yep. Yep. TerryGuile meme generator.com.
Speaking of which, your cards are coming in on like Tuesday.
What? Oh, sorry for over-modulating your eardrums, but
and
I'm
we
excited.
Also have a card coming for the TagCast,
which
says on the back in giant letters, it shows the drunk dial's welcome number.
Awesome. We haven't been getting any calls, I don't think, have we?
So maybe,
people
I don't know.
Don't like
my problem is running into distribution. How am I going to distribute these? And so you figure 1,000 of those cards.
Through the mail?
Just kidding. Yeah, what if you... You know, what if you gave somebody some Blazer tickets? You know, you could get some Blazer tickets for like $30. Go and pass these out of game, blah, blah, blah. Get to see Blazer game free.
Yeah.
Of course, you probably wouldn't be into that.
Fuck sports, man. Yeah. Kobe Bryant hurt his yankle. Yay. Yankle.
Nice.
I just heard that, and I didn't
know. A lot of news has been going on in the NFL. A lot of off-season news. A big one, you know, Wes Welker, right?
No.
Patriot is like the receiver of receivers, you know, possession receiver. If you're
Herschel?
Really, if you like possession receivers, you know what I'm saying by possession receiver?
They
as opposed
catch
to
the ball?
Other type of receivers?
No.
And then, yeah, so
they
he's...
They keep the ball and they hold it?
Yeah, exactly. They're a possession receiver.
That makes sense. I totally...
As opposed to like, all right, I'll be real, like a speed receiver.
And just fall down.
Or, yeah.
I'll catch the ball and get tackled.
Yeah, yeah. And
or
so,
fumble it.
You know, and he played with Tom Brady for a long time. He was Patriot through all those years, you know, of all the years.
3 years Super Bowl in a row.
Mm-hmm. And all those, you know, and favorite
which
target,
think...
like leading receiver through the last few years. And then, and this is where you might get something, but he left Tom Brady to go to Peyton Manning's team.
Well, at least it still started with Pate. Patriots to Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but no, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady
are rivals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you think that it's a coincidence that the Patriots won the Super Bowl 3 years in a row right after 9/11?
I do not. That is, I do not think that is a coincidence.
Neither do I.
That is.
They should have just won for the whole rest of the year.
Yeah, they should have.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they can control that, but somehow they do.
Well, look at New Orleans won the Super Bowl right after they drowned.
So they felt
happened?
Bad for them? We're not giving giving you any FEMA, but we'll let you win the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, that brings a lot of money to a town. And a lot of
idiots.
You go ahead and clear that chair off, man. There's nothing important on there. And then, you know, you got the... Yeah, I mean, it helps build up finances within a community. It boosts morale in that kind of a situation. And, you know, I honestly believe there has to be something tied there. You know, that, you know, why not help an area as much as you can? And if that's the way that it's going to help, fine. But the Patriots after the 9/11, they had nothing to do with anything but just their fucking name.
The players are good, dude. That's what
no,
it was.
They were never fucking good until
I know.
Fucking...
Man.
The tuck rule.
I'm glad that I got you all excited and pissed off because sportsaredumb.com now.
They are. I threw up an article on there.
You threw
not
up
too long ago.
You threw up earlier today.
I threw up earlier today. I had the pre-show jitters.
I rolled
the first time on episode 407.
I think you have it on outtakes. I rolled the intro song. He's like, I'm not ready. And the next thing I hear,
yeah.
Like,
I had to go and stand and extract.
Good job, buddy. Glad you I'm fine now. I just had to get that shit out of me.
Yeah, and then a little mouthwash.
Yeah. All right, well, we better hit these celebrity birthdays before I forget about this. Check this out. Guess how old this dude is. Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains.
Let me see. All right.
Happy Monday
birthday.
They
probably started in 88.
Oh, you're doing your deductive reasoning.
88, yeah. Probably with, like, their first, like, butt rocky stuff.
Even probably 87, 88. Yeah,
yeah,
somewhere around
yeah.
there.
And
you're thinking he was 19 at that time, and that was 1987.
Really, 19?
No, I don't know. I was just, I was mocking you.
Well, that is a good age. Well, I hadn't thought that far yet, but 18 or 19 is probably a good age because he probably wasn't drinking yet at that time. But, you know, 24 by the time 91 rolled around. So I'm going to say he was maybe even 20 at that time, which is what?
This segment takes up a good amount of time.
68, so that ends with a 5, 45.
That was pretty good deductive reasoning. A little bit shy, though. He's 47, so he was a little older than you thought when he was hitting his peak stride.
Yeah, he was just barely able to drink.
Now, do you know who Michael Rapaport is?
Yes.
I like that guy.
You know, I've always enjoyed him, even all the way back to A Higher Learning. I thought that was a powerful movie.
Yeah. The teacher, what was her name? She
I
went
don't
to the
know.
School.
So I only watched it once.
Oh, you didn't like it that
That's
much?
That's how powerful it was.
That's all you had to do was watch it once. But, you know, I don't mention every celebrity birthday because there's a lot of them that I don't care about. But I mention the ones. He's done a lot of
Sometimes
cool movies.
I look him up on my own.
Yeah.
Like after the episode.
And say, why
didn't you?
Why didn't you mention him?
Yeah, why didn't you mention that guy that I called out his death that you didn't know?
Now, if we didn't talk about comedy a lot, and if I didn't consider myself somewhat of a comedian myself, I wouldn't mention this guy because I don't really care about him. But it's Dane Cook's birthday today. How old do you think he is?
76.
76? Dude, you're so close. He's 75.
Well, he is the new...
you're not going to do the deductive
reason? He is the new Dick Clark, right?
No. How so? Because he looks like he's 41?
Yeah, and he's 76.
Okay. All right. And that's it for celebrity birthdays. He is 41. But we do have today on Monday, hopefully a future guest of the podcast, local Oregon comedian Will Woodruff.
Will.
Turning 33.
Wow.
And I don't know if you know this or if you even listen, Will, but maybe Jesse will tell you. 33 is your Christ year, and that's when most of the bad shit's really supposed to happen. So if you think you've had it bad up till now, just wait till this year, buddy. And then, guess what? It gets better. So you got that to look forward. And then I was reading about the Bible, and they said that they don't even really know how old Jesus was when he died. So who said he was 33? Do you know that?
I fucking
Jesus
hate the
was Bible.
33.
He was supposed to be apparently 33 when he got crucified by Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm. So he died in 33 AD.
Wait, BC? I guess so. Yeah, that's you're smart.
But what's weird though is like when Christ was born, everybody
no, wait,
goes.
That's after
we're
death.
Resetting the calendar.
No, he would have been whatever BC. No, before Christ. Anno Domini. Yeah, a lot of people think that means after death, but it doesn't. So, yeah. It probably
no,
have been
it's not after death.
33 AD, Anno Domini.
Yeah, but, I mean, what happened then? Did it go, Christ is born, let's reset the calendar?
How did
and what were they doing, like, in China, were they going, this is the year 3000 before Christ?
But they didn't know he was coming yet.
Oh, they knew.
How did they know?
Well, people were preaching then, too, right?
Yeah.
Well, did people preach about Jesus before Jesus came? In the BCs?
Dude, in the Bible, it says some stuff, but it was like just passed down through stories over like 5 million years.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about religion? Because Will Woodruff, that's why.
Yeah.
That's what happened. I was looking for something to play here, but I can't find it. What do you got?
Oh, well, I had some Pat texts, but I think I erased them.
Oh, good. He was talking about Survivor, right?
Probably.
Well, let's get to this before I forget, too. Oh,
Duck
shit.
Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah,
have you been watching that?
I'm just throwing out a song.
Are you hooked on
or
it?
Your song.
I'm just making some crackly noise in the speaker.
Yeah, I'm just filling some time with some Duck Dynasty theme.
What's in Hans's CD player? Now and we'll find out later. What's in Hans's CD player? It's always something cool because you know he's a player.
I had no idea you could sing so good. Have you been practicing?
Yeah.
Okay. Today, Hans is listening to a band I've never even heard of in my life because that's how hardcore he is. The band's called The Secret. And they must be one, because I've never heard of them. And the album's called Solve et Coagula. It should be a secret with
Coagula, or
it's Coagula.
Is it a play on
Caligula?
Yeah, blood clotting.
It must have. It's probably the Latin term for coagulate. Solve et Coagula. That's the, I don't even know. Hans, you're a weirdo. I'm glad you listened to, I'm glad that we don't get a text from him that says, I'm just listening to some Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
Yeah.
I saw a post.
I was asking before the guys left for Griefhammer practice the other day, I was asking, you guys going to go play some rock band? And they're like, yeah. And I said, all right, Xbox or 360.
Oh, dude, speaking of rock band and...
same thing.
A show that you like to watch. We watched Shark Tank the other night.
Oh, yeah.
First time I've ever watched a full episode.
High tank.
Did you see the one where the guy brought the rock band wristbands in?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to fly for fucking $150 for a rock band?
Yeah, I do, because people have been wearing
them. Brad Pitt wears them.
Yeah, and $150 to them is nothing.
And it's a rock on a wristband that has...
It's a brand.
It has healing power in the rock.
Yeah, it's a luxury item.
And it comes in a Rock Band road case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess Rock Band, the video game, was trying to give him some grief about it, he said, didn't he?
It's a different market, so it doesn't apply because they're in electronics and he's in the clothing and fashion. But he does have the license for the Rock Band name in the fashion, so he can go to Rock Band the game and say, you know those shirts you're wearing? You know those shirts you're making? You all that apparel and clothing and accessories?
He could sue those for that?
You got to give me some money.
Wow. That's a good thing.
And having that is powerful to an investor who wants to give some money. Because that's worth some money. I mean, you get some...
Some Skrilla?
Yeah. I think I have a quick Hans here question.
Oh, yeah. He said to make sure and check the Tumblr for Q&A and comments.
He said, yo, Gatch, Hans here to answer your questions. You know Betancourt? Betancourt? How do you say it?
Bet.
Oh, he sucks the end.
The end? I thought he said at first, I thought he said he sucks the N.
Uh-huh.
What's the N?
The end.
Oh, the end.
And
that's it.
And he said, I would consider playing on stage in a coffin. Only if I could sit down on a chair in it. Which I think is doable. Let's get some wood.
How about if I just bring my coffin case and he sets a chair in that?
Or in front of it?
No, in it. I want him to be
in it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's about the size of my guitar. Little troll.
All right. And he said about Nicolas Cage movie talk lately, his favorite is David Lynch's Wild at Heart.
I don't even think I've seen that, and I didn't know. I know Hans is a big fan of David Lynch, as I am. But I didn't know that that movie existed. What a loser I am.
Yeah, and he has a couple other questions, but I'm going to save them.
Yeah, I had some other topics from Adrian as well, but I'm going to save them for the next show. And we're going to be having a guest on Wednesday, which is going to be awesome. Jesse Priest is coming in. And
we're
going to
eat on Tuesday.
What?
We're going to eat on Tuesday.
What are we eating? Oh, pizza now. That's right. That's all we ever eat around here is pizza now. But don't set it out overnight and then eat it cold because it might cause a mild food poisoning. As with any pizza.
As with any food. It's not.
It's not a pizza now thing.
It's just food.
It's why it's called pizza now. It's not pizza later after it's been on the counter all night.
Yeah.
Especially if it's got onions because they attract bacteria.
I never get onions on anything.
Good.
Unless McDonald's or something, which I never eat at, throws a... You know, they're
Those
notorious for just like One piece of those strong little tiny pieces of onion
thrown
smashed
on there
into a bun, and it just makes the whole burger reek and stink and taste like shit. And that's why I don't eat a McDonald's, to be honest with you. That's why I don't like their burgers.
Well, you could go to Burger King and have horse meat.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I've
eaten it for years.
Really? At Burger King, though?
Yeah.
You eat horse meat?
I'm sure I've eaten horse meat several times, and I'm probably still not aware of it.
You are now, if you've had a Whopper when you were overseas, because I think that's the only place they actually proved that they were. But
yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I think that's going to bring us to a close. Stick around after the show for the plugs. We got lots of shows and stuff coming up, so it'll give you something to do. And we thank you guys for listening on a Monday afternoon or whenever you happen to download this. It's not afternoon. This is 4 a.m, right?
Yeah. 4:20.
Oh, yeah. Hey, episode 419 is coming up on 420.
It is. Wait, no.
420 is coming
up on 420?
I'm so stoned, I don't even know what's going on.
I don't even know the lyrics to this anymore.
That's all right. We're going to try to get Floyd in here at some point, too, once he gets unbusy.
We should.
And thanks, you guys, for listening.
Contact us, Floyd.
We'll see you on hump day. Peace out.
Peace.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Metal.
Well, I was walking down a one-way street.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Pluggy plug 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 plug. Hey, Taggets. You looking for something fun to do? I hope so, because you don't want to just sit at home all the time like you've been doing. What? Friday, March 22nd at Diablo's Downtown Lounge, we got Alice in Chains Tribute Sick Man with Electric Funeral, which is a acoustic metal tribute band, and Strange Dichotomy wrapping up the show. It's a 9 o'clock show. It's 21 and over. Probably like $5 the door. March 23rd, that's a Saturday night, up in Portland at the Hawthorne Theater, we got Nile, Ceremonial Castings, World of Lies, and Heathen Shrine, a great black death metal show, black and death metal show, whatever you want to call it. Go see it. We got a Doom show at the Ash Street Theater Ash Street Saloon on March 26th with Graves at Sea from Arizona, Aldebaran from Portland. Also have Ashbore and Ephemeris appearing at that show. Probably like $5 or $10 at the door. I'm not too sure. Check it out online for details. AshStreetSaloon.com. Wednesday, March 27th at Cosmic Pizza. It's Pajama People featuring Ike Willis, a tribute to Frank Zappa. I don't have ticket information, but I think you should go check that out. I will be playing a few songs with them. Maybe you can come give me some support on that. If you love Frank Zappa, you just go for that reason. Thursday, March 28th at the Granary Pizza. Comedy as Advertised with your host Seth Milstein, and I will be doing a set there as well as about 6 or 7 other comics. I don't have the lineup yet, but it's a free show. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's at Fifth and Pearl in Eugene. March 29th at the Crystal Ballroom, it's Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, Holy Grail, and High on Fire for a thrash metal extravaganza. Dave Forsythe got some VIP tickets for us, so we're going to go check that out. Hope to see you up there. Saturday, March 30th, it's the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing third round qualifying rounds. I'll be involved in that. It's at 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Eugene at the City inside Kowloon's Restaurant out by Autzen Stadium. Come out and support me. It's all audience votes, and if I win, I'll give you $5 or something. Or maybe I won't. I don't know. Sunday, March 31st, another comedy contest going on at the Actors Cabaret of Eugene, the 18th annual Eugene Laugh-Off. Me and 19 other comics will be vying for Eugene's Funniest Person. That's $20 for tickets, but all proceeds go to the Green Hill Humane Society, so you could save a dog or something. 18 and over, it's a 7 p.m. show. That's at 966 Willamette in Eugene. Thursday, April 4th, Comedy at the Cock with Jesse Priest. That's the Peacock in Corvallis downstairs. We got Xander Devereaux, Trevor Thorpe, Enrico Ott, your host Jesse Priest. I might do a guest set there if I'm available. And also your headliner, Paul J. Sunday, April 21st, is the third annual Doug Benson 420 show. It's always a day late with him. That's at the Wow Hall in Eugene on 421. Doug Benson live at the Wow Hall. No Means No is coming to Hawthorne Theater for any of your old school fans who like that band. They're back touring. They'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on April 26th up in Portland. What do we got left in April? The 28th, we got Bleepin' Funny, a clean comedy show at Sam Bond's Garage with Leanne Jashaway and Seth Milstein, myself, and many others for a clean comedy night. It's 8 p.m. show, 21 over. It's free. Come out to that and laugh with us. And then finally, May 18th, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, and a few other bands at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. I want to go to that because I missed Napalm the last time. So there's plenty of stuff for you guys to go do. Please go out and do something. Support local entertainment, whether it be comedy or music. And then when you come home, you can listen to another episode of the TagCast podcast here at tagcastpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, you guys. Peace out.
The heart of rock and roll is beating.
Hulu?
Hulu.
Huey Lewis is not coming to town.